Two nights later, my husband comes to me in my chamber as I am dressing for dinner. "Leave us," he says abruptly to my lady-in-waiting, and she glances at me, and then seeing the darkness in his face, flicks out of the room. "My father is dead," he says, without preparation. "I have just had word. England has lost a great duke in the mud of Northampton, and I have lost a dear father. His heir, my nephew, little Henry Stafford, has lost his grandfather and protector." I gasp as if the air has been knocked out of me. "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Henry." "They cut him down in a muddy field while he was trying to get to his horse," he continues, sparing me nothing. "He and the Earl of Shrewsbury, Lord Beaumont, Lord Egremont, dear God, the list is endless. We have lost a generation of noblemen. It seems that the rules of war are changed and there is no capture and ransom in England anymore. There is no offer of surrender. It is the rule of sword, and every battle must be to the death. It is the rule of savagery."
"And the king?"
I breathe. "They have not dared to hurt him. The king is captive, and they have taken him as their prisoner to London."
"Prisoner?"
I cannot believe my ears. "As good as."
"And the queen?"
"Missing with her son."
"Missing?"
"Not dead. I believe run away, in hiding. What a country this is becoming. My father." He swallows his grief and turns to look out of the window. Outside, the trees are rich and fat and green, and the fields beyond are turning golden. It is hard to imagine a field of churned mud, and my father-in-law, that vain aristocrat, clubbed down while running away. "I shall not dine in the hall tonight," my husband says tightly. "You can go in or be served in your room as you like. I will have to ride to Northampton and fetch his body home. I shall leave at dawn."
"I'm sorry," I say again, weakly.
"There will be hundreds of sons making the same journey," he says. "All of us riding with broken hearts, all of us thinking of vengeance. This is what I feared would come. This is what I have dreaded. It is not very bright and honourable as you have always thought it. It is not like a ballad. It is a muddle and a mess and a sinful waste, and good men have died and more will follow.